The silent mistake that weakens your message. Communication is the cornerstone of effective leadership and professional success. Yet many of us unknowingly sabotage our own messages through subtle habits that diminish our impact. These aren't dramatic failures or obvious blunders, they're quiet undermining behaviors that slowly erode your authority and dilute your influence. Overexplaining is one such habit that significantly weakens your message and undermines your leadership presence. The most powerful communicators understand that clarity comes not from saying more, but from saying exactly what's needed, no more, no less. When we pile on justifications, qualifiers, and unnecessary details, we signal insecurity rather than confidence. We telegraph doubt in our own judgment, inviting others to question us as well. In this article, we'll explore the silent mistakes that diminish your communication power, why we make them, and how to transform your messaging for maximum impact. Whether you're leading a team, pitching to clients, or navigating everyday workplace interactions, eliminating these subtle undermining habits will dramatically increase your influence and authority. The power drain, identifying the silent killers of effective communication. The most damaging communication habits are often the least obvious. They fly under our radar because they've become so ingrained in our speaking patterns that they feel natural. Yet these patterns send powerful subconscious signals to listeners about our confidence, competence, and credibility. One overexplanation, the authority killer. Overexplaining is perhaps the most pervasive silent mistake in professional communication. It manifests as the urge to provide excessive background, multiple justifications for decisions, or unnecessary details that cloud your core message. This habit stems from good intentions. We want to be thorough and make sure everyone understands, but it backfires spectacularly. When you overexplain, you essentially tell your audience, "I don't think my initial statement was good enough," or "I'm not sure you'll accept my judgment without extensive evidence." This undermines your authority and suggests you lack confidence in your own position. As communication experts point out, leaders who constantly overexplain their decisions appear insecure and indecisive, even when their underlying reasoning is sound. The message gets lost in the justification. Two verbal fillers, the credibility drains. We've all heard them and most of us use them, like, you know, sort of, kind of, and similar phrases that fill silence but add no value. While occasional fillers are normal in spontaneous speech, excessive use creates a perception of uncertainty and mental disorganization. One small word like can weaken an otherwise powerful message. Rather than filling pauses with these credibility-draining sounds, communication experts recommend embracing brief silence. A deliberate pause communicates thoughtfulness and control, while signals discomfort with silence and potential disorganization of thought. 3. Apologetic language, the authority underminer. Do you find yourself saying "sorry to bother you" before asking a legitimate question? Or prefacing ideas with "this might be a bad idea, but"? Excessive or unnecessary apologies and self-deprecating qualifiers severely undermine your message before you've even delivered it. This habit is especially common among women in professional settings, though certainly not exclusive to them. It reflects a desire to appear accommodating and non-threatening, but instead signals a lack of confidence in your right to take up space or share your perspective. 4. Hedging language, the conviction diluter. Phrases like "I think maybe," "sort of," "kind of," "just," "actually," and "basically" dilute your statements and suggest uncertainty. Compare these two statements. "I think maybe we should consider possibly adjusting our timeline." "We need to adjust our timeline." The first sounds uncertain and tentative. The second demonstrates conviction and clarity. Eliminating these subtle weakening words can dramatically strengthen your professional presence and increase the likelihood that others will take your suggestions seriously. The psychology behind self-sabotaging communication. Understanding why we fall into these communication traps is the first step toward correcting them. Most of these habits stem from deeply ingrained psychological patterns and social conditioning. They're rarely conscious choices. Fear of being misunderstood. Many of us overexplain because we've had past experiences of being misinterpreted. This creates anxiety about clarity and drives us to preemptively address every possible misunderstanding. Unfortunately, this approach often creates the very problem we're trying to avoid: confusion and lack of clarity. Imposter syndrome. The nagging feeling that you don't deserve your position or aren't qualified enough leads to compensatory communication behavior. You might overexplain to prove you've done your homework, or use hedging language to leave room for retreat if challenged. As leadership experts demonstrate in this comprehensive video, confidence in communication stems from addressing these deeper insecurities. Social conditioning. Many of us, especially women, are socialized to prioritize likability over authority. Apologetic language, excessive qualifiers, and softening phrases often result from this conditioning. We worry about coming across as too direct or assertive, so we subconsciously soften our language and in doing so, weaken our message. Thinking out loud. Some people process thoughts by speaking them aloud, which can result in meandering explanations. While this thinking style is valid, it's important to recognize when it's happening and adjust for formal or high-stakes communication situations. The high cost of weak communication. These silent communication mistakes carry significant professional consequences. Diminished leadership perception. People listen to leaders who communicate with clarity and conviction. When your messages are diluted by qualifiers, apologies, and over-explanation, you are perceived as less decisive and authoritative regardless of your actual competence or expertise. Reduced persuasiveness. Whether you're pitching ideas, negotiating, or simply trying to influence outcomes, weak communication dramatically reduces your ability to persuade others. Direct, confident messaging is inherently more compelling than tentative, over-explained positions. Time inefficiency. In today's fast-paced professional environment, time is precious. Over-explanation wastes everyone's time, including yours. Learning to be concise shows respect for others' time and demonstrates executive presence. Increased resistance. Paradoxically, over-explaining and excessive justification often increase resistance to your ideas. When you provide numerous reasons for a decision, you give others multiple points to challenge or question. A clear, authoritative statement often meets less resistance than an over-explained one. Recognizing your personal communication pitfalls. Self-awareness is the first step toward communication mastery. Here are practical ways to identify if you are making these silent mistakes. Record yourself. Use your phone to record your side of work calls, where appropriate and legal, or practice presentations. Listen specifically for filler words, qualifiers, and moments of over-explanation. The patterns will quickly become apparent. Ask for specific feedback. Request that a trusted colleague or mentor pay attention to your communication habits during your next presentation or meeting. Ask them specifically about these silent weaknesses, as general feedback might not capture these subtle patterns. Count your qualifiers. For one day, try to mentally count how often you use phrases like I think, sort of, kind of, or just in professional conversations. This awareness exercise alone can be eye-opening. Review written communications. Our written communications often reflect our verbal habits. Review emails you've sent, looking for apologetic language, excessive justification, or unnecessary explanations. These patterns typically carry over between verbal and written communication. Transforming your communication, practical strategies. Once you've identified your specific communication weaknesses, targeted strategies can help you eliminate them. Being more assertive in your communication doesn't mean becoming aggressive, it means speaking with appropriate confidence and clarity. To combat over-explanation, prepare your core message. Before important communications, identify your 1 to 2 key points. What's the essential message you need to convey? Adopt the state, support, stop structure, state your position clearly, provide one strong supporting point if needed, then stop talking. Embrace the power of brevity, challenge yourself to cut your typical explanation time in half. Wait for questions, let others ask if they need clarification rather than preemptively over-explaining. To eliminate filler words, practice comfortable silence, train yourself to pause rather than fill space with and . Slow down. Most filler words occur when we're rushing and our brain needs time to catch up. Record and review, regular practice with feedback helps build awareness of these unconscious habits. Use the pause and breathe technique. When you feel a filler word coming, pause briefly and take a subtle breath instead. To reduce apologetic language, create an apology filter. Before apologizing, ask yourself, have I actually done something wrong? If not, rephrase. Replace sorry with thank you. Instead of sorry for the delay, try thank you for your patience. Practice direct requests, instead of sorry to bother you, but could you maybe. Try could you please. Save apologies for actual mistakes, this preserves their meaning and power when they're truly needed. To eliminate hedging language, do a just audit, remove the word just from your professional vocabulary almost entirely. Transform I think statements, replace I think we should with we should. Or I recommend. Eliminate minimizers, words like kind of, sort of, and basically almost always weaken your message. Practice stating opinions as facts, instead of I feel like perhaps the deadline is tight, say the deadline is tight. The power of precision, before and after examples. To illustrate the dramatic impact of eliminating these silent mistakes, consider these before and after examples. Over-explanation. Before, I think we should probably consider moving the launch date back a week, because I've been looking at the testing schedule and it seems like we might be cutting it close with the current timeline, and I know the dev team has been working really hard but there are still a few issues they're working through, and I'd rather be safe than sorry, especially given what happened with the last launch when we had those last-minute bugs. After, we need to move the launch date back 1 week. The current testing results indicate we need more time to ensure quality. Filler words and hedging. Before, so, I was kind of thinking that maybe we should, you know, sort of reconsider our, approach to the client presentation? Like, it seems like they might actually be looking for something a bit different. After, we should reconsider our approach to the client presentation. Their feedback suggests they're looking for something different. Apologetic language. Before, I'm sorry to interrupt, and I know you're really busy, but I was just wondering if maybe you might have a moment to look at this report? Sorry again for the bother. After, do you have time to review this report today? I need your feedback by tomorrow morning. The difference is striking. The after examples convey the same information but project confidence, clarity, and authority, all qualities that great communicators demonstrate in every conversation. Building a new communication habit. Transforming your communication style requires conscious practice until new patterns become automatic. Here's a structured approach to making these changes stick. Start small. Don't try to correct all communication weaknesses simultaneously. Begin by focusing on your most problematic habit. Once that improves, move to the next. Create environmental reminders. Place subtle reminders in your work environment. A small note on your computer or a symbol on your phone can trigger awareness during conversations. Practice in low-stakes situations. Test your new communication approach in lower-pressure environments before high-stakes meetings or presentations. Conversations with trusted colleagues provide good practice opportunities. Develop a pre-communication ritual. Before important communications, take a moment to remind yourself of your goals, clarity, confidence, and concision. A few deep breaths and this brief mental reset can help activate your new communication patterns. Celebrate progress. Notice and acknowledge your improvement. Communication transformation is a journey. Recognize your progress along the way. The benefits of strong, clear communication. Effective communication is fundamental to professional success in virtually every field. When you eliminate these silent message weakening habits, you'll experience numerous benefits. Increased leadership influence. People naturally follow those who communicate with clarity and conviction. By speaking with authority, you enhance your leadership presence and influence, regardless of your formal position. Greater persuasiveness. Clear, confident messaging is inherently more persuasive. When you believe in what you're saying and your language reflects that belief, others are more likely to be convinced. Enhanced efficiency. Concise communication saves time for everyone. By getting to the point effectively, you demonstrate respect for others' time and improve overall team productivity. Stronger professional relationships. Clear communicators are trusted communicators. When people know they can count on you for straightforward, confident information, professional relationships strengthen. Reduced miscommunication. Ironically, over-explanation often creates the very confusion it aims to prevent. Direct, clear communication reduces misunderstandings and ensures everyone is on the same page. Advanced communication mastery. Once you've eliminated these silent message weakeners, you can focus on more advanced communication skills that further enhance your professional presence. Strategic storytelling. Learn to incorporate concise, relevant stories that illustrate your points without falling into the over-explanation trap. Well-crafted narratives can be more powerful than lengthy explanations. Intentional body language. Align your physical presence with your verbal confidence. Strong posture, deliberate gestures, and appropriate eye contact reinforce your message and authority. Active listening. Masterful communicators know that listening is as important as speaking. Develop the ability to listen fully without planning your response, then reply with thoughtful precision. Contextual adaptation. Learn to adjust your communication style based on your audience while maintaining your core clarity and confidence. Different situations may require different approaches, but never require self-undermining language. Conclusion. The silent mistakes we've explored over explanation, filler words, apologetic language, and hedging might seem minor in isolation, but their cumulative effect on your professional presence is profound. By systematically eliminating these habits, you reclaim your communication power and significantly enhance your impact and influence. Remember that strong communication isn't about dominating conversations or being aggressive. It's about expressing yourself with appropriate confidence, clarity, and concision, saying what needs to be said without undermining your own authority. Communication transformation is a journey that requires awareness, practice, and patience. But the professional rewards increased influence, enhanced credibility, stronger relationships, and greater overall effectiveness make it one of the most valuable investments in your career development. Explore more resources on effective professional communication to continue strengthening your skills and eliminating the silent mistakes that weaken your message. Your words matter. Make sure they carry all the power and authority you intend.